Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph poses the question: Pashat Ani Es Yado Amai Chayiv Al Beinu Akir VaAnochem Al Gabi Mokam Dalet Al Dalet Veleka. So the Gemara just poses the straight question on the Mishnah: how could he be Chayiv for Pashat Ani Es Yado Lechutz? For all the cases of Chiv in the Mishnah, if you need Akir VaAnochem Al Gabi Mokam Dalet Al Dalet. So the Gemara takes it as axiomatic that you need Dalet Al Dalet, but the Gemara doesn't give us any source. So the Rishonim are very troubled by the Gemara's assumption. How do you know that you need Malkam Dalet al Dalet? So he pointed to a number of considerations. The first may be, and this is actually not explicit in the Rishonim at all, but it's a suggestion, that maybe it's a din of Malachas Machshavas. Maybe you need some sort of substantial Malacha when it comes to Shabbos, in addition to what you would normally define as the regular activity. So here he's saying that Malachas Machshavas would mean you have a higher, a more restricted definition of what constitutes a malacha. So here we point to the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos. So the Rambam says, "Be'inan davar hamiskayim." You need a malacha that's going to have some sort of permanence. And the only way that an akira and a hanacha is going to have permanence is if it's me'al or al makom dalid. Now it's interesting that even in the Rambam it seems like it's a kind of a low plug, because the Rambam seems to concede the point that for chafatzim ktanim you wouldn't need dalid al dalid. Put a pen onto a small area, it's going to be miskayim. But for chafatzim gedolim, that's the consideration here, right? So it's interesting that it's based off this low plug from Lechus Machshavas. We pointed to the Meiri as well, who also has not a notion of davar hamiskayim, but ba'inan davar chashuv. Because you need akira and the hanacha to be chashuv, so we said that means a kind of Lechus Machshavas asra Torah. Second source that you might point to for dalet al dalet is Rabbeinu Tam's suggestion that it comes from the Mishkan. Okay, different formulations of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar is more explicit that it's simply a Mishkan consideration. The only problem is that when Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar talks about it, he talks about it Shehotziyo mi Besam. Very fascinating distinction. Tosos on Daf Dalet, when they call Rabbeinu Tam, they have a different lashon of Ein Regilus to do less than Dalet al Dalet, umistam akach chayev Mishkan. So it's not clear. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, it seems that Bivados, the case of the Mishkan, was a case of Akira Mimakam Dalet al Dalet. Akira min Abayis. The way Tosos has it in on Dalet Amud Aleph is Ein Regilos Laniach Achefetz Pachus Me'asara Umistama Hais of Mishkan. So there it seems to actually be that the consideration is not Mishkan per se, it's that Mistama, that's normally how it's done. Since that's normally how it's done, Mimele, that's probably how it was in the Mishkan. And if you take Tosa's quotation on Dalet Amud Aleph, it seems like it's all din in the Hanacha. The Ein Regilus Lahaniach Achefetz Epachas Midalet.
Going back for a second, how are you saying the Rambam is Malachas Machshavas?
Because the fact that you need Davar HaMiskayim, you need some sort of permanence for the Malacha. That's a din of Malachas Machshavas. Okay? Fine. So even Tosa on Dalet Amud Aleph seems to be Nistar from what Tosa on Dalet Amud Beis says. Because Tosfos and Dalet Amud Aleph, even when they focus on the Mishkan, focus on the Hanacha. Tosfos and Dalet Amud Beis says, see what I wrote earlier, that it's really a din in the Mishkan from the Akira. So even in Tosfos, you have a bit of a stira what the emphasis is. So that's a bit of a question. I'll just point out that for Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar, it's a din in the Bayis. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say Dalet al Dalet. He just says Min HaBayis. And the way Tosfos quotes it is that you're taking it from a Teva, which is Dalet al Dalet from the Bayis. So you might have an important nafkamina whether this is like taking a stance on the question of whether you need Akira, Me'agabi, Mokom, Dalet al Dalet if you're coming from Rosh HaSayachid. According to Rabbeinu Tam's quotation in Sefer HaYashar, you wouldn't. That's coming from a bias. Okay, that's all. You understand that, but it would be very ironic if the Mokar for Dalet al Dalet is Gufa, a case of Akira, Mir Shus HaYachid, where you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Okay? That's what would come out if you read Tosus that way. Good. Another source that you could point to for Dalet al Dalet is what the Ramban suggests and what the Rashba throws out as one daya, is Gemara Gemirilon. You have some sort of halacha al-Moshe Misinai that Akira and Hanacha must take place on Makom Dalet al Dalet without any specifications. The Ri in Tosos has a fourth makar for Dalet al Dalet, the Pasuk of Ayetze Ishmim Komo. Even here, you have two different reports of the Ri. Is the Ri saying that because of Ayetze Ishmim Komo, Mistama, the Pasuk, also refers to Makom Shal Chefetz, as the way we have it in Tosos. Or do you say, and this is the way Tosa Rush has it, is that since the Pasuk says Al Yetze, and we Darshin Al Yotzi, so clearly the Pasuk is referring to the Makom HaChefetz. The difference is, according to Tosos, Voda Mari, Tal Yetze Ishmim Komo, Mashma de Koinam Yachefetz. Right, the implication of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo, the implication of the Pasuk Kipshuto also refers to the Makom Achefetz. The way Tosa Rosh has it, is that it only is based off the Gemara in Erevin Yud Zayin, where the Gemara reads the Pasuk as Al Yotzi Ishmim Komo, where it's not that it's Mashma Nami Achefetz, but the whole interpretation of the Pasuk is Achefetz, according to the Drasha. So the Torah is telling you, don't take this away from the Makom Achefetz. Okay? According to the way Tosos has it, it's a din al yetze yishmim komo. But yeah, mashma dekai nam yachefetz. You could also read the pasuk as talking about a makomo shel achefetz.
Presumably, it's working with the sheet that in Arabic, reading it is
no? No, because you might say, look, the Torah tells you al yetze yishmim komo. You see a consideration for hotzah as makom, right? So too, when you're talking about any form of hotzah of a chefetz, it also has to be hotzah from a makom. As opposed to saying, the mechayiv of hotzah is al yotzi ish mim komo, and built into the mechayiv is this notion of a makom shal chefetz. Right, the question is, how internal or how essential do you think it is to the mechayiv of hotzah itself? Okay? For example, Tosus here kind of betrays that by saying, ba'af agav de pashit akra koya mekomo shal adam dehayna dal ramos, right, Tosas is acknowledging that it's kind of not built into the pasuk. If you have Tosas Rush, you'd say stronger. You'd say that al yotzi ish mim komo means that there's a makom shel achefetz. Yeah.
Could you say that for Bein Hatam, it's also based on a pasuk, by the way? Because he doesn't talk about Karka Legalot, he talks about Midvat HaMishkan. Midvat HaMishkan is a pasuk.
Right.
So you should have talked about Karka and Agalos if you just wanted to say Mistamahai and Mishkan.
Why doesn't he say Agalos?
Yes.
Other Rishonim do call Agalos, right?
That's what you always say. The Gemara says Agalos when you talk
no,
about
No, even for Dalal Adalin.
Not sure.
For Makom Chashuv. I saw something, it's floating in the back of my mind. Somebody did say Agalos for Dalal Adalin.
Okay.
That's yeah.
Isn't
Tosas
and Dalal
Adalin
based drawing off of this answer?
Tosas has two answers. Tosas says, according to both of my answers, I could explain the Chilek and the Gemara. No? First he says, "Venir lefarish, de parcha akira bayad yalfina mi mishkan shahay notlin mi tevasan." And then he says, "Lufi masha pirashi leo." Right? Yeah. Yeah. When you're quick to criticize, you should read over the whole Tosos and then criticize. All right. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to. It's never stopped me in the past. Okay. That's the consideration of the re. Good. Now, I think there might be a bit of a subtlety here in Tosos about the Mechayiv of Hotzah. Meaning, you might focus on the Mechayiv of Hotzah as just the Masa itself. Let's say the carrying. That's the Mechayiv of Hotzah. In which case, Akira and the Hanacha become Pratim. They're like details of the real Mechayiv, which is like carrying. If you take Tosos to its extreme that the Mechayiv is Al Yotzi Ish Mim Komo, then you'll say the Mechayiv is really changing the place of the Chefetz. Makom Shal Chefetz is built into the Mechayiv. In which case, the reason why Akira and Hanacha are part of the Mechayiv Hotzah is not because they're Tanayim in defining an action of carrying, because that's the Iker Mechayiv. The Mechayiv is taking an object from place A and transforming it to place B, which would place Akira and Hanacha not as Tanayim, but at the center of the Mechayiv of Hotzah. Okay. Good. Now you'll have just as a general nafkamina between some of these different considerations of what the requirement of Dalet al Dalet is, you'd have a nafkamina in Karban Pesach. Because Karban Pesach has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. But the definition of Akira and Hanacha, so there the Gemara Pesachim assumes that just like you have Akira and Hanacha Lagabi Shabbos, you have a Lagabi Karban Pesach. You're not chayiv for being motzi a Karban Pesach min a chabura until you do an Akira from the Bais and a Hanacha outside the Bais. So do you also export the Tanai of Dalet al Dalet? That seems to be a suffix of the Menchas Chinuch. So we said, if you think that Dalet al Dalet is a special din in Melachas Machshaves, or you think it's a special din from the Mishkan, or it's a special din from Al Yetze Yishmim Komo, so it doesn't seem exportable to Karban Pesach. If you think it's a definition of just an action of carrying, or you think it's maybe, possibly, if you think it's part of Gemara Gemirila, or you think it's a din in a Chash of a carrying, then possibly it would be extended out to Karban Pesach as well. What? I think it's the Minchas Chinuch by Karban Pesach. I don't know the number. I don't have it in there. Good. That's about the Makor. So now we turn to a question. Are you going to be Mechalik? Anything that's about the definition of carrying would be exported to a Karban Pesach. If you think, maybe even if you think it's about a significant carrying, you'd export it to Karban Pesach. If it's a Gemara Gemuriel, then it's not clear. Who says that it's significant carrying? Right, but you might, let's say, you might distill the Meiri from Melachas Machshava essence, or you might distill the Meiri who says Hotzah Chashuva. You also have Rashi who says Hotzah Chashuva. So if you don't want to attribute those to Dinam of Melachas Machshavas, which they don't, we did, so you might say that that same requirement applies for Hotzah Karban Pesach also. Gemara Gemurila of the Ramban is not clear if that's a Gemara Gemurila of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. We'll see. I'll come back to the Ramban in a second. Mitzvah Tesvav. There you go. Mitzvah Tesvav. Okay. What about distinguishing on this question of Dalad al-Dalad between Akira and Hanacha? So the Gemara itself on Daf Dalad Mabez already raises that possibility. Dilma Hanacha Hudla Boy Yo Akira Boy. Maybe you only need Dalad al-Dalad when it comes to Akira. The Gemara does not explain what the basis for that distinction would be. What's also not clear is whether that distinction is kept l'maskana, because the Gemara throws it out as a possibility, and it seems once the Gemara comes on to Yadu Shaladim Chashuv Lo Kedalad Adalad and Daf Hei, so the distinction between Akira and Hanacha, it seems irrelevant. So here we just noted what we saw earlier, that Tos Yishanim and Tosos debate on Akira Skufo Ka Akira Schefet Stami, whether or not you apply the Gemara's distinction of Akira hu debayi alach lo bayi to Daf Gimel. So if you assume like Tos Yishanim that you could distinguish in Akira and Hanacha Ledina, or at least in the suffix of the Gemara of Akira Skufa Kakira Schefet Stami, based off what the Gemara suggests in Daf Dalid, then essentially you're acknowledging that there is a distinction in the Maskana between Akira and Hanacha with respect to Dalid Adal. Okay? So according to Tos Yishanim, you have remnants of that distinction in the Maskana. According to Tosos, you don't. What's the basis for the distinction between Akira and Hanacha? So Tosos and Daf Dalad on base gives us two possible distinctions. Tosos de Ramaskla v'Dilma. If you hold the Makar is from the Mishkan, then it could very well be that the case of Akira, the case of the Mishkan is only with respect to Akiros. And they took it out of the boxes in their homes. So therefore, Akira hu debay, that's the source. And you don't have a source for Hanacha. Tosa's second chiluk is that if you learn from al-yetze ish mimkomo, or al-yotze ish mimkomo, then that pasuk is only referring to mimkomo, which is Akira. So once again, the source itself contains the distinction between Akira and Hanacha. Yes, according to them, you have to figure out what the maskana is. Just that there's no svara to be mechalik. I guess that's what they'd have to say. Right, I guess Tosa would have to say, la maskana, the reason why Hanacha needs dalad al-dalad, is because there's absolutely no distinction between Akira and Hanacha. So whatever you have by one, you're going to export to the other. Does that sound convincing? Or how else would you explain Tosas L'maskana? It's an open question. Yeah, Akira, I don't know, how else would you explain Tosas L'maskana? Probably that way, right?
Yes.
They'd have to assume that there's no basis to distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. So the Havamina, so again, the Havamina assumes there's no Svara. The maskana, there's no svarati mechalik, except that the makar only applies to one case. And the maskana is that no. Yeah, there's no svarati mechalik, but you could expand the makar from one case to the other.
Or the maskana decides there's another mechalik there's another reason for dalad al-dalad for
I mean, then Tosus would be rejecting what they said on dalad al-dalad also?
Yeah.
That would be big chiddush. Right, because they didn't just introduce the makar with respect to the chiluk in Akira and Hanacha. They introduced the makar to explain why the Gemara assumes you need it. Right?
Says it again later.
Where? I don't think they say it later. Yeah.
Can't the Gemara conclude that? Maybe you just think the Gemara concludes that there's no distinction.
No, I understand, but what's the Havamina is that the Makar is only relevant to Akira.
The Havamina, can you just explain the Havamina of the Gemara? Why is the Gemara?
I understand. So then the Maskana would be.
That since the source is only explicit to Akira, so then it makes sense that if we only have proof one way about Hanacha, then we won't be able to necessarily say the same thing about Akira. But once the Gemara says that we don't know anything about Hanava or Akira, so then there's no reason to distinguish.
Right, there's no Svar to Mechalik. And the only reason why you would have been Mechalik is because the Pasuk is relevant to one of them. Okay, I'm setting it up this way because you'll contrast it to Ramban in a second. Okay. So that's Tosus's distinction. The Ramban, who holds that this is all based off of Gemara Gemirilon, the Makar for Dalid al Dalid is based off Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Ramban says what? The Halacha Moshe Misinai tell us that you have to be Mechalik between Akira and Hanacha? Ramban says no. So what's the reason to Mechalik? Ramban says Svarahu. He doesn't explain. Why isn't Ramban? Pierce, Gemara Gemir Lehachi, Umikrai Leslan, Vafilu Mimas Nisan Mibraisa Leslan Behedja. Vachain Hadam Akshi Vidilma Hanacha Hudla Boyha Akira Bainan Svarahu Dadifale Akira. The Loki Moshe Pierce Ratos. Tos says the Svara, Ramban says the Svara that Akira is better. What's the Svara? And he doesn't even bother explaining.
You don't just read Akira Difa as a more general statement that Akira is generally better?
Why? Yes, Ramban Lashitasa. Ramban just told you on Daf Gimel that Kol Akira's Chifetim Komo Tsa Karile. Right? Ramban holds that's the Iker part of the, that's the Machayiv of the Hotza. Akira's Chifetim Komo. So Ramban here says, of course it'll be Machalik, there's Svar Lachalik Tin Akira and Hanacha, because the Machayiv is Akira's Chifetim Komo. So you don't need a Pasuk, and you don't need a Mishnah, you don't need a Braisa. You have a Lochal Moshe Misinai, but it's intuitive that you have to be Machalik. Yeah. Okay, so that we already explained is a technicality in Chiyav Chatas. And as Lawi reminded us many times in the past. Yeah.
What is the fact that the Iker is Akira, let's say, or Iker is Kifnikomo? Why does that necessarily mean that, and therefore do Akira?
The only time we care about Akira is with respect to that. The only time we care about Makom is with respect to the Akira. Not because of a Pasuk, not because the Mishnah tells us that, because that's the Mechayiv of Hotza. Akira Schepetz Mim Komo. So it's beautiful. There never is a din of makom with respect to Hanacha. Good. That's the Ramban Lishitasa. The Meiri on Daf Dalid offers a different distinction. The Meiri offers a distinction. Hol v'hu tchilas ha'iser mezakik makom chashuv. Since Akira is the tchilas ha'iser, and according to Ramban we're saying it's the Mechayiv, but he says since it's the tchilas ha'avera needs a ma'isa chashuv, a makom chashuv. Because he thinks? Okay, very good. Works in very nicely. Well, the Meiri. By the way, I was going to ask you about what the pshat in Melechus Machsheves was. That things you think about on Shabbos are different from the things you think about during the week. You're denying writing that in your Bechina? The Hasidish pshat about Melechus Machsheves? So the Meiri says that the reason why you need Dalid al Dalid for Makom Akira is not because the Akira is the Mechayiv, but because since it's the Tchilas Ha'Isser, you need a Makom Chashuv. Okay, Tchilas Ha'Isser needs Makom Chashuv. That's what you need Dalid al Dalid. Hanacha, which is only the Sof, doesn't need. Another distinction is raised by the Balamor. Balamor in the back of the Gemara. So the Balamor suggests this is based on Machshav Te Mashvi Le Makom, but the Baal HaMor suggests that you'd only need Dalet Al Dalet with respect to Akira. Why? Because the Makom HaAkira is never relevant to the Maisa. When it comes to Hanacha, so your Machshava is Chal on the Makom HaHanacha, because that's where you want to place the object, but the Makom Akira is not relevant to the Maisa Hotza. It's the prehistory. It's like what the Ramban said to the Arbos of Shalrashi. Right? Pshitas Yad L'chutz is not Tchilas HaMaisa. It's Mipnei SheYochal Lahas Tchilas HaMaisa. So it seems like the Baal HaMor here is saying something similar, that the Makom HaAkira is not relevant to the Maisa. Yeah.
You don't think that's what the Meiri says also?
What?
You don't think that's what the Meiri is saying also?
No. It sounds like he's saying a Tchilas HaMaisa needs a Makom Chashuv. What?
Why?
Because you need to start with momentum. It's like in friction, right? Stationary friction is static friction is always greater than kinetic friction, right? Is that true?
Yeah, I'm a psychology major. Well, I'm not following here.
Well, if you're a psychology major, you shouldn't have been able to follow anything. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm really just kidding. Right. There's the momentum that it takes to get something moving is usually more than, or the force needed to get something moving is more than to keep something moving. I think that's the Meiri's rationale. You know, the Meiri is very like he's very enlightened. He's a rationalist living in Provence. So.
Is Malcolm Adin like momentum to get it started? Like, I don't know. I would hear more as far as that would say like you need more of a Maisa Akira than a Maisa Nacha because you need more of a Maisa to get it started.
I think so. I think he thinks it's more of a Chashava Akira when it's from a Malcolm Chashav. That's implicit in his argument. But that's still different from the Baal HaMor who's saying that, yeah, you always need Dalet al Dalet for Hanacha Machshavtas Mashu LeMakom, so you don't need Dalet al Dalet. But for Akira, where your action can't modify that space halachically because it's the prehistory, it's not part of the Maisa, so you need a real Dalet al Dalet. That's what I think the Baal HaMor is saying. Yeah.
Isn't the Meiri's formulation?
Yeah, we'll get to the Meiri's second formulation in a second.
That's not like what Akira's saying now?
Yeah, the Meiri's second formulation of Hanacha, I think, is the same as the Baal HaMor. But the Meiri has two different formulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Tosa Rush. So another distinction between Akira and Hanacha is offered by Tosa Rush. And this is not so much a distinction between Akira and Hanacha, but similar to the Baal HaMor, the Tosa Rush thinks that you only have the ability to be Mechashev on the Makom Hanacha. But the Rush differs from the Baal HaMor in that he holds that if you had kavana for a hanacha in this place at some point earlier in time, right, so let's say I'm taking a marker off the blackboard over here. So let's say I put it down here with kavana. So now that machshava is mashvile makom with respect to that hanacha and with respect to any akira that happens afterwards. So according to Tosfos Rosh, the chashivas of the makom with respect to an akira is determined by the machshava on the makom with respect to an earlier hanacha. Whereas the Baal HaMor is saying that no, you could that would never help you. That earlier kavana lehanacha. The only thing that could help you is if your akira is litzorech hamakom. So, for example, the Baal HaMor holds in the case of hishtin veruk, where the reason why you're doing the akira is lefanos es hamakom. So then you would say that you could have achshave lemakom. But in a normal case where you're doing an akira letzorech, getting this to somewhere else, then the Baal HaMor would say that your machshava is not chal on the makom. Okay? What? Tosfos Rosh holds that the only way that my machshava could be chal on the makom akira is if it was chal at the point of an earlier maisa hanacha. So it's not clear whether it was day earlier or it has to be a hanacha shel Shabbos. That's not clear.
Okay.
That I'm not sure about.
Okay.
It's a good child. What do you say? A machshava mashvile makom on Erev Shabbos, such that an akira on Shabbos is considered an akira shechiv.
And how is that different than the Baal HaMor?
Because the Baal HaMor is saying that even a machshava on an earlier hanacha can never be mashvi makom litzorech and akira afterwards. The only time an akira could be part of a maisa is if the maisa is done lefanos es hamakom.
So, I mean, it sounds pretty similar to the Baal HaMor, just that the Tosfos Rosh has this one other way.
Well, it's very different. Baal HaMor holds that there are instances where your machshava is chal on the makom. When you're niskaving lefanoso, like hisht and varok, you want to clear out your mouth, you want to clear out your bladder. The Tosfos Rosh holds it never could be chal on the makom, unless it's bishas a different hanacha. Then it defines this makom as a makom chashuv.
How does the Tosfos Rosh
hold hisht and varok? Pashas that when you were filtering your blood supply through the kidneys, so you had kavana for a hanacha in the bladder. I'm not joking. That's what you have to say for Tosfos Rosh, right? I think that's how he explains it.
For a
hanacha. The hanacha there was chashuv. Therefore, an akira from that makom is chashuv.
Right.
You see, the Rishonim, not only did they know physics and friction, they also knew biology.
Psychology.
What?
Psychology.
That's Pashut. If you know the physics and the biology, you know psychology. Yeah. Distinguishing between a makom akira and a makom hanacha. True, but they're also talking about how integral
they're
the makom akira is.
They're talking about why Amshavei would not necessarily work, or why
didn't say Ashvi earlier.
100%.
We're saying it wouldn't have worked for Akira.
Right. But they're also talking about why.
There's a distinction between Akira and Akira that doesn't help us in this part, point of the Gemara.
Well, it could be because the Gemara could say the reason why you don't need Dalet al Dalet for Makom Hanacha is because of Akshave.
But it doesn't say that.
Is that clear? Why couldn't you explain that line based off Akshave? I thought Tosafot Rashi.
No.
Oh. Right, but even within Kluta, why not say that you have Akshave and the Hanacha?
You don't need Akshave. Is that the point?
I'm not sure. I thought you could read this line as Midin Akshave. That's why you would distinguish between Hanacha in general, Akira in general. And even if you don't, so this discussion is about whether or not the Makom Akira is relevant to the Maisa Otsa. And according to the Ramban, of course it is, because according to the Ramban, it's called Akira Schefet Mim Koma. That's the Hagdara of, according to the Baal Mar and the Rosh, it's totally incidental. Okay? But I'm not so sure I agree with you that this you can't read this distinction as being Midin Akshave, unless I'm missing something here.
Isn't that the question that Rishonim were asking? How come the Gemara didn't say Akshave earlier?
Well, the Rishonim asked that with respect to.
Why does it want to be Tola the whole discussion of Mishnah on either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi?
I thought the Rishonim asked that with respect to Yad. No? Akshav Eliyad, though?
Yeah.
Okay. But here we're asking with respect to objectively an Akshav on any Hanacha versus Mokom Hanacha with respect to an Akira. I think. Okay?
I'm not sure what it's doing.
No, I think that there's a different question whether or not you want to apply Akshav to Yado. And whether or not you want to say that there's a general implicit distinction between Tzorach Dalet al Dalet, Lamakom Hanacha v'Akira, based off Achshavei.
Okay.
No?
Maybe.
You think that's impossible?
I don't think it's impossible, but I just don't think that's what the word's talking about.
Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm just going to point out that this Tosa Rush over here, that the Hanacha. Oh, yeah.
This may have been what you just asked, and I didn't understand the answer, but the Tosafot Rashi and the Baal Mor were not even in the same. The question that we started with, what's the basis for distinction between Akira and Hanacha, with the assumption being that Akira would buy, that Hanacha would buy Akira.
Akira would buy.
Akira buy.
Right.
Tosafot Rashi and the Baal Mor are not dealing with the fact that you need both.
No. They're explaining why you would only have Akshav on a Hanacha, not an Akira. Implicitly meaning that
the bottom line is, it happens to be that they use an Akshavei to get one, and you actually use Dalet al Dalet for the other one, but you need Akira v'Hanacha Me'al Makom Dalet al Dalet for both.
Right. Well, that's not clear. I mean, it's not clear that the Gemara. That's what I'm saying. It's not clear the Gemara ever rejects this line. The Gemara ends up saying that Yadosh Shaladim is Chashuv Lo K'Dalet al Dalet. But Ledina, I mean, the Tosafot Rashi and the Baal Mor would of course hold that there's a distinction between Makom Akira and Makom Hanacha, based off Akshavei. So I'm saying, why couldn't you have read that back into this line in the Gemara, that this distinction is also Midin Akshave?
Doesn't everyone think that you have to do an Akira Me'al Makom from a place that it was Nach? Otherwise, you're just perpetuating the Akira from before. I mean, if nothing is ever Nach, then you can never have an Akira.
Right, so?
So then everyone has to agree that at some point there was a Hanacha. What's Tosafot Rashi and the Baal Mor being Akash?
I mean, you have plenty of Akiras that are not Akira, there you have plenty of Hanachos that are not Hanachos Shachiv. Right? So if it's not a Hanachos Shachiv, then it won't be Mashvile Makom, even though you may be Chai for an Akira Lacharkach. You do have cases like that. Okay?
Yeah.
Even without Akshavei, can you just say that this establishes that the Makom that you're from,
yeah, that was my second point. Even if I was going to accept Yoni's objection, I'll still say that this is relevant because this is goof for the question whether or not the Makom Akira is relevant to the Maisa, which is contra the Ramban, who thinks that of course the Makom Akira is built into the Mechayiv of Kol Akiras Chevetun Komo Otzah Karile. Right, so it's the Rosh and Baal Mor assuming that it's incidental.
But it's also providing another reason potentially. I mean, you could say that if you create a Maisa.
Right, but they're just arguing that by definition, Akshavei couldn't have been considered at this stage of the Gemara.
Well, it's not just about Akshavei, it's about this being part of the Maisa.
You might say that.
The Baal Mor and the establishing that Hanacha is part of the Maisa.
You might say that. Weiss.
You call me Weiss.
Weiss.
I mean, it's clear that Tosafot Rashi is not reading that line of don't like hereby and not
100%.
Hereby,
right.
Oh, okay.
100%. Neither is the Baal Mor.
Right.
100%. Good. Just point out this Tosfos Rush is directly in contrast to the Tosfos written Erevin. Because Tosfos Rush is assuming that the Makom Hanacha, of course, is Nitan La'achshavei. Whereas Tosfos written Erevin is assuming that even for a Makom Hanacha, you wouldn't be able to include it in your Maisa Hanacha. I mean, even the Makom Hanacha wouldn't be Nitan La'achshavei. Because the Makom Hanacha itself is not part of the Maisa Hutzah either. Let's read the Lashon. Right? Tosfos Rosh's distinction and the Baal HaMor is based on the fact that the Hanacha is part of the Maisa, Akira isn't. What the Tosfos writes in Erevin is, "Umifnei she'ein bo dalid hu pater, umifnei she'eino tzarech le'oso kane, afal pishu tzarech l'chefes, l'kane eino tzarech." By definition, on every Hanacha, you don't need the Makom Hanacha. You just want the chefetz to be there. So your maisa is on the chefetz. Every makom is always incidental to the maisa of the chefetz. So Tosfos Rid denies the makom any chashivos. Baal HaMor and Tosfos Rosh distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. Okay. Good. Now we come to our third question. What about a distinction between a Hanacha and a Rishus HaYachid and a Hanacha and a Rishus HaRabim? Or more broadly, sorry, distinction between Mokom Dalet al Dalet in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Mokom Dalet al Dalet in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So the basis for this question is the Gemara Daf Zayin with Rav Chista, Daf Hey also, Rav Chista, Naatz Kana be Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Naatz al Gabo of your Chayiv. So why are you Chayiv for Naatz Kana if the Mokom Hanacha is not Dalet al Dalet? So Tosos on Dalet and Beis suggests that Rav Chista just disagrees with the whole concept of Dalet al Dalet. Rav Chista never requires Dalet al Dalet. He disagrees. So Mela, he'll be Mechayiv you for Hanacha Gabi Makom Dalet. The Rambam, so that's Bein Bershus HaYachid, Bein Bershus HaRabim. Rav Chista doesn't hold of Akir V'Hanacha Makom Dalet. The Rambam and the Ramban, they disagree. And they hold that Rav Chista is only in a Rishus HaYachid. Inside a Rishus HaYachid, you don't need Hanacha Gabi Makom Dalet al Dalet. Inside a Rishus HaRabim, you would. The Rambam and the Ramban. Now, there's a bit of an open question here in the Ramban and the Rambam. Is that because a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Ola Ad L'Rakia, and therefore it's as if the Karka is elevated until the Makom Hanacha? Essentially, every Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a quasi Kamanda Mal Yadami, in which case you do have Hanacha Gabi Makom Dalid. Or is the point that when you're dealing with the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the requirements are such that we suspend Dalet al Dalet? Okay, that's not clear. The Ramban makes it seem much more like the former. It's key to the Karka is elevated. From Rashi has a similar shita. From Rashi, it's not clear. Rashi has a very ambiguous lashon on Daf Zayin. Chayiv kemunach agabe Karka, delo bayi hanacha agabe makom Dalet Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Rashi says it's kemunach agave karka, which would seem to say that you have dalid, but then he says delo boi yehanacha agave makom dalid b'shus hayachid.
Where's that Rashi?
Rashi zayin amid aleph dir maschil chayiv, second line from the bottom. So there's a bit of an ambiguity in that question. There's another distinction to be made, and this is also suggested by the Ramban in his Inamia and Dafkas, that it really depends on two different scenarios inside of b'shus hayachid. If you're dealing with a Kaneh Bershus HaYachid, so then you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Because when you're dealing with a Kaneh, then that's really batel to the Bershus HaYachid itself. When you're dealing with an Adam Bershus HaYachid, a person standing inside a Bershus HaYachid, where to a certain extent he's Cholik Bershus La'atmo, so then you would need Makom Dalet al Dalet. Because you can't say that it's Kilu, it's Nach itself in the Bershus HaYachid. It's Nach in a person inside a Bershus HaYachid, then you need Dalet al Dalet. So if you could talk about an unadulterated Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then you could say you don't need Dalet al Dalet, or you have it. When you're dealing with some intrusion within the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you need Dalet al Dalet.
I mean, not on a person?
Yeah. So it seems like. Mm-hmm. The Ramban, Daf Ches. Okay, that's why the Mishnah has to come on to Yad HaShadam Chashuv Elo K'Dalet al Dalet. And it wasn't sufficient to say that you're in Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
That's not the Yad.
What?
landing on your head.
Right, so then you'd say the cat death might not be enough, shoulder, unless you have achshave, or whatever. The Meiri has a different suggestion. The Meiri is very unhappy with one of the few cases where the Meiri actually goes to work trying to plow through rayas, and he's really upset with the Rashba Shita here. But you see the Meiri here, it's very interesting. So the Meiri is actually mechalik between two different kinds of hanacha on the kaneh. If it's nach on top of the kaneh, then you need dalet al dalet. If it's nach on the side of the kaneh, then you wouldn't need dalet al dalet. Why? Because if it's nach on top, then you have a hefsek between it and the Rosh Hashayachid. If it's nach on the side, then it's kilu, it's mamish al gabi karka de Rosh Hashayachid. Very interesting. So it's like the Ramban's distinction about a pure Rosh Hashayachid and a gavra Rosh Hashayachid, but it's more delicate, because he's already saying within the kaneh you could talk about on top or on the side. And you do need dalet al dalet, because the kaneh is mafsik between it and the Rosh Hashayachid.
So, doesn't the Gemara say al gabi kaneh?
Oh, so he says, yeah. He acknowledges that a bit of a problem.
Bit?
He says a bit, yeah, a bit on the side. I don't know.
Is that the one where he says, like, roa and karka?
Yeah. Yeah. Another distinction that's offered in this question of within Shitas Rav Chisda is offered by the Riaz. Isaac pointed this out to me. So over here, he read the first half of the Riaz. So the Riaz has a distinction that within Rosh Hashayachid itself, you'll be mechalek between Akira and Hanacha. Meaning, from all the other Shitas, it's not clear this is Dafka Din and Hanacha. You would have said maybe, especially according to Ramban, that the Tzkiyu, the Karka, is elevated, that no, it's kind of Rosh Hashayachid. So you don't need Dalet al Dalet, Bein Lakira, Bein Lahanacha, Rosh Hashayachid. That's the Pashup Shad in the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Meiri, but the Riaz here explains that no, for a hanocha and a Rosh Hashayachid, so dafka for a hanocha and a Rosh Hashayachid, you don't need dalet al dalet. For an akira and a Rosh Hashayachid, you do need dalet al dalet. And so that puts together our two distinctions. I mean, first we had the question: would be mechalek in akira and hanocha? Then we had a question: would be mechalek in Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim? The Meiri says you have to combine them. The only time you won't need hanocha, the only time you won't need dalet al dalet is for hanocha inside a Rosh Hashayachid. As the Riaz.
If you look at the Rishon, they only talk about
because the case of Rav Chista is the case of Hanacha. But once you say that it's a din of, that it's Kiyu, the Karka of Rosh Hashayachid is Ola Ad L'Makom, where the Chifetz is, then L'Chor the Akira Mi'al Gabi should also be an Akira Mi'al Gabi Makom Dalet al Dalet. The Rishonim don't distinguish. They just pass on Rav Chista.
Right.
Why does the Riaz say that? Does he give a reason?
Starshin on time of the cross. That we can't do.
But they could have, you know, they're talking about the case of
Chisda,
they could have wrote, like, Lo Bayin and Malcolm Dalet al Dalet, but they never,
they, I think. Rashi says, Lo Bayin and Malcolm Dalet al Dalet. But a lot of the other Rishonim, this is actually makes it better, that a lot of the other Rishonim, they got to say, also, look, like, Lo Bayin and Hanacha al Dalet al Dalet. Is that what they say? Alright, I'll have to take a look at that. Rashi does say you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Actually, you're wrong.
No, I don't
know. He says, "Bahanacha kol duhumia hava hanacha kimoshe hu makom dalid." I mean, he's not saying you don't need dalet al dalet. He's saying it's kilu. You have dalet al dalet because the Rosh Hashayachid, right? Sounds more that it's that there is dalet al dalet. Fine. Yeah. Oh yeah, Isaac. Why do you say b'shem the Riaz if it was in the Ritva? What?
It's in the
Kamai. Yeah. What does the Ritva say? Okay. Very good. Very good. They probably take it from the Riaz and just confuse like the Aleph with the Tess and okay. Now the Gemara says that you need Makom Dalet al Dalet, but it could be that you'll have certain cases which, even though you don't have Dalet al Dalet, but halachically, right, for whatever the specific reason, you have certain entities that are defined as being Dalet al Dalet. Okay, so physically you don't have Dalet al Dalet, but there's a halachic Dalet al Dalet that exists in those cases. So what are some of those cases? So the first seems to be the Gemara's suggestion on the top of Hamid Aleph, Aliba de Rebbe, that Besa Kaman Demal Yadami makes it Ke'ilu. You have dalet al dalet. Right, so halachically, the chayfet is in the airspace. Halachically, we treat that as if the airspace has dalet al dalet. That would be one exceptional case. Another exceptional, and that's a leave it to Rebbe. Another exceptional case is lamata mi gimel, where we say that anything that's lava to the karka is ki'ilu, it is the karka itself, in which case it's also considered dalad dalad. What's a funny?
What?
What's a funny?
Oh, no, I was just thinking about the Fanon's line on the test.
You mean David's?
No.
That's pretty funny, right?
Sorry.
It was on the question of the difference between Malachas Machshavas and Shabbos and Kol Torah Kulo. Right? Yeah, it's good. It's good extra credit. I'm just kidding. It was good. Extra subtraction points. Another exceptional case is Shadi Nofa Basar Ekro. Okay, the Makom Hanocha doesn't have Dalet Al Dalet, but because you'll view the Nof as being an extension of the Ikur, according to Rashi, so then you'll say that we treat the Nof as if it has Dalet Al Dalet. Okay. Another exceptional case, according to Tosas Rid, later on in the end of Hazorik and Daf Kuf Beis, Tosas Rid holds that Bnei Adam Al Pi Din are going to be defined as Dalet Al Dalet. So you don't have Dalet Al, I mean, physically you don't have Dalet Al Dalet, because a person's a Baal Chai, so Baal Chai has a din of Dalet Al Dalet. What? It seems to be much more expansive than Yerushal Adam, because it doesn't seem to hold that it's din and yad. Right? It's Hagdara Baal Chai. Another exception is Yerushal Adam Chashuv like a Dalet Al Dalet. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be against, I mean, it seems to be against the Pashpia Yad HaShadim Dalet Al Dalet, and it's against all the Rishonim, the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, for example, who says that Yad is a din that you could manage it there. That's why it's Chashuv like a Dalet Al Dalet. Right? You don't have the same maneuverability on your shoulder. I don't. Yeah.
Baal includes animals, right?
It would seem that way from Tosfos Rid, because he uses the general Lashon of a Baal Chai. What? Yeah, it applies to the case of Zarpi Kalev also. Good. So, what? No. For Tosfos Rid, Chas V'Shalom. Tosfos Rid here says that it's a special din in Baal Chayim. Unless the Kivshan is alive. Here you go. Okay, I thought I had this in the toaster right here. He does. Oh yeah, Pirish Pia Kelev Hu Chashiv Karbal Arba Mipnei Shehu Balei Chayim. Okay, it's only because Balei Chayim. Because we'll get to the why it can't be otherwise. We'll get to the Chas V'Shalom in a second. Okay, so that's Tosfos Rid's pshat. Okay.
Where is that Tosfos
Rid? Shabbos Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Also over here, if you want it. Okay. Now the Rishonim here all posed an important question. Why didn't we just suggest? I think Mar is interested in Hanacha Ud Labai. Why didn't we just suggest Achshavei Liyadei? Or Achshavei, sorry. Why don't we just suggest that there's a din of Achshavei? That even though you don't have Dalet Al Dalet, so your Machshava has the ability to turn it into Makom Dalet Al Dalet. Very simply put. The Rishonim all point to Gemara in Erevin Sadi Tesla Med Aleph. The Gemara talks about Hishtin Varak. So there the Gemara says, even though you don't have an Akira Milagabi, Makom Dalet Al Dalet, Machshavte is Mashvile Makom. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Beis also has a case. Zarak Bipi Kelev or Pia Kivshan. So there we also say Machshavto is Mashvile Makom. So why don't we just say that the difference between, or the reason why you don't need Dalet Al Dalet in certain cases is because of Achshavei. Now with respect to Achshavei here, we pose just a basic question. Is Achshavei the Achshavei that we're discussing here, is that a din in Kol Torah Kula? That sometimes your Das and your Kavana has the ability to transform something into something that it's not. For example, one example we gave, in Kiddushin. Do you say that even if something is not Shavapruta, so the Achshavei of the people involved could transform that Chefet into being a Shavapruta? So you have the right to recognize something as having value. Another case of Achshavei, a very famous case here in Shir, is the Sefer Michtam Shita in Psachim. Sefer Michtam asks, how come there's an Isra of Achilas Chametz after Bittel? And if you're Mevatel Chametz, especially if Bittel is not Mishum Hefker, so now you're, let's say, you're Mevatel Hashem Chametz from this item. So why is an Isra of Achila after you're Mevatel it? I should be able to eat Chametz on Pesach after Bittel. That's his question. So the answer that he gives is because of achshavei. Right, sure, you're mevatel it, but the very fact now that you're putting it back into your mouth, that's a new achshavei on the chepetz. That's going to undermine the bittul. So you have achshavei in kol tarakula, but it could be that when you're dealing with hilchos Shabbos over here, achshavei will work in a different way. Now that could cut in two directions. Right, based off the dichotomy we see in general of Malachas Machsheves. Sometimes Malachas Machsheves works lekula, like we saw not just in David's example, but in the Rush's quotation of the Aruch, and maybe in Reb Chaim and Reb Kiv Eger, where let's say, even though Mesasek is a Maisa Aver and Kolotar Kula, with respect to Shabbos, it's not going to be a Maisa Aver at all. Right? So Malachas Machsheves work lekula hakel. Or you'll say Malachas Machsheves works lahachmir, that with respect to Shabbos, it has to be... Sorry, with respect to Shabbos, anything that's considered a Davar Chashuv, even though in general it wouldn't be considered a Davar Chashuv, that would constitute Chil Shabbos. So example that the Gemara in Bava Kama gives is Zoreva Ruach Misayaso. So you're winnowing. I think that's what Zor is winnowing. You're winnowing. And the wind is helping you. So in an Ezekin, you'd be Pater, because it's Grama. Leinyan Shabbos, you're chayiv, because Malachas Machsheves also Torah. You're doing a significant action. So the actually here could cut in two different directions. Okay. Now, with respect to Achshavei itself, we'll see that in a second. With respect to Achshavei itself, what does Achshavei accomplish? So here we saw a number of restrictions imposed by the Rishonim. Tosos on Dalet Amud Beis says the only time you can invoke Achshavei is Davka Hecha Delo Nichalei Be'inyan Acher. It's when this is the way you want it to be done. Not just a way for it to be done, but this is the way you want it to be done. That's the only time you could say Achshavei. But you don't have the right to just say, I want this to be dollar dollar, and then it's going to be. That's not Achshavei. Another distinction, and this one is very lenient in its application, very liberal in its application of Achshavei, is the Me'iri on Dalet Amud Beis, where the Me'iri seems to hold that we apply Achshavei across the board. Whatever, you could transform anything into Dalet al Dalet, unless it was something unexpected. There was some intervention into the Maisa. So if there's a Stira, Das Acher. There's some sort of Stira Lekavanaso. So if somebody grabs it in midair, so then you can't talk about Achshavei. But generally, the Meiri is fine with applying Achshavei for anything.
We're telling the Meiri that only when it's surprising?
No, there's some sort of intervention.
Intervention.
Koch Acher.
But that's not, I thought we explained this year as Kol Hachar being that you're trying to do something out of your control. Not that there is intervention per se, but that it's like, let's say if I threw something and someone got in the way. That's not intervention as we explained it, because you still have control of the chepetz. It happens to be he grabbed it.
So what's your distinction?
Whether or not someone else is involved and then takes control of the object.
As opposed to
just generally someone getting in the way.
So the lashon of the Meiri is v'davka be'elu v'chayotavim she'en kan das acheres ma'keves machshavta.
Right, he has to be ma'akev.
Right.
If he's just, meaning that's more active than.
But then he said v'kol she'yesham das acheres in machshavta mo'elas. Anytime you have some das acheres, so you're right. There's an asymmetry in his contrast here. Right, he starts off saying that you need das acheres ma'keves machshavta, and then he moves on to say kol she'yesham das acheres. So it's not 100% clear. That what? What is it?
That just whenever you have a das acheres involved, that is ma'akeves, your machshava from doing it.
By definition, anytime there's somebody else involved, it's ma'ake machshava. You're having a catch. What?
In these cases of achshava, yes. I mean, you can't apply achshava when
you can be achshava at the table, and you can be achshava
So you should have said Enkan Das Acheres. So I say Enkan Das Acheres Ma'keves Ma'chshavto.
I'm just describing that when there is a Das Acheres, it is Ma'keves.
Ama kol sheishem Das Acheres Ein Ma'chshavto Mo'elas Kegon Em Kivin Luzok Al Raglo Shechaveiro Mechayot Ebezu Ha'hayad Mia Ein Tzricha Ma'chshava. Hmm. mean, just by definition, someone else's das is considered ma'keves machshavta. It's like autonomous areas. I don't have autonomy over your yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds good. It's good. I'll take it. You don't like that.
No,
you'll take it. Okay, good. Fine. So that's the distinction of the Miri. Tosa Rush, as we mentioned, says machshava only works with respect to hanacha, not with respect to akira. The Baal HaMor has a similar distinction. Achshavei works only if you need also if you need makom. Again, Tosa Rush holds achshavei only works on hanacha. Baal HaMor holds achshavei only works when you need the makom. Bein l'akira, bein l'hanacha. It happens to be that 90% of the time you need the makom hanacha. But when you have cases where you need the makom akira, i.e., mashdin verok, then you have machshavti mashvilei makom even on the makom akira. The Ramban has great distinction. The Ramban's mechalik, the Ramban's very adamant that, I mean, the Ramban is very restrictive in his application of achshavei. The Ramban doesn't like the fact that your machshava could take something that's not dalet adalet and be mashvi makom dalet adalet. Okay, so you can't say the makom is not dalet and machshavti mashvilei makom. You can't say that, according to the Ramban. That's a contradiction. What you can say is that when you're doing something chashuv, significant activity, so then your das for that significant activity, that das will be mashvi the place of makom. So das lachila, that's be mashvi piv makom. Das lahashtin, that's be mashvi makom. But it's not the das on the makom itself or the das on the hanocha itself that could be mashvi makom. It has to be that the chashivas of the activity that's mashvi the makom.
What kind of activity?
Ramban says a
malacha.
What?
How do we
so he has achila, hashtana, yurika.
Meaning malacha lav dafka going in Shabbos.
That can't be. What's the malacha of mashtin? What's the malacha of rok?
Right. Something. A malacha just means a general.
Yeah, malacha means like a prestigious activity. Something significant. Right. So you can't say, oh, putting this object down here. It's not a makom dalid, but I have machshava for you makom dalid, and then you wave your wand, and now it's makom dalid. That the Ramban doesn't like. The Ramban's fine with saying that since achila occurs in your mouth, so now your mouth is defined as the makom achila as a makom chashav. That's what the Ramban is saying.
And you're saying that das just means you have das
in
achila, right?
Yeah, das, your das on the achila is mashe piv makom. Now you might say, you may take the Ramban a little further and say, that really what the Ramban is doing is he's suspending the chashivos of Akira and the Hanacha here. And he's really focusing on the carrying or on the activity per se. I mean, all the other Rishonim are worried about can your machshava be chal on the makom Hanacha? Can your machshava be chal on the makom Akira? That's everyone else's consideration. The Ramban's saying everyone's ain ikra kushyasam kushya klal. They're asking the question the wrong way. The question is not about the makom Akira, makom Hanacha. The question is about the machshava on the activity which you're doing. So machshava on the activity, that mimela will make the makom where it happens a makom chashiv. And mimela, the hanacha there is going to be a hanacha chashiva.
You could say that like,
yeah, I would say on this, I'll argue this in Rashi in a second, but yeah, I would say that for the Ramban, there are ways in which you could suspend with a formal akira and a formal hanacha.
You might
want to connect this to Ramban on Masa Kaved. That since that's part of the Mechayev of the Hotzah, carrying, and since that's not applied consistently across Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hasharabim, so then that's the Malacha Grua. So to over here, the Ramban is saying that the real Malacha is the activity. That's how the Ramban is going to hold that Malachas Machshevas Aser Torah is what triggers the Hotzah here. That's the second part of the Ramban. Second part of the Ramban is that the mechanism which he's using is Malachas Machshavas Asar Torah. Since the Torah asers a Malachas Machshavas, Lahachmir. So normally your piv wouldn't be considered a makom. Since Malachas Machshavas Asar Torah and the thing you're doing in your mouth is Choshev, so Melech could be Choshev L'Inyan Shabbos also. That's his argument.
So maybe
you want to say like this works nicely with the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah? That like if a Torah asers Hotzah Kri Gogeres, then Kol Shekinah has to aser these other things.
Kushkin has
the
Aser
Mashtin. No, it's just Kushkin
all the Shusin that he has there. So you might say that, oh, since Hotzah, like, would you, that's the question I was posing in Shir. Would you say that this Ramban, Amlach Machshavas Nachshave, would be true for any other of the Malachos?
Intuitively, you'd say no.
Intuitively, you'd say no. So you might say this has to do with the unique Mechayiv of Hotzah. So, maybe. That's, I like it. It's a little agenda pushing, but.
Ambitious.
Yeah, it's a little ambitious. Okay, another very important, even greater restriction on Achshave, a greater restriction than the Ramban, is the restriction of Tosas Rid on Kuf Beis in Shabbos, where Tosas Rid argues that Machshava can never be Mashvile Makom. It's the Pia Kelev, which is already defined as a Balchai, which is Makom Dalad Al Dalad. The only thing that Achshave works for is the fact that the Chafetz could be destroyed. So Achshave works to say, oh, it's still considered a Chafetz. But with respect to the Makom, Achshave doesn't have the ability to take something that's not Dalad Al Dalad and turn it into Dalad Al Dalad. Shua, did you have a question?
No.
What's it about?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, can never take a makom that's not dalad al dalad and turn it into dalad al dalad.
Okay.
But the piv shel akelev is already considered a bal chai, right? The animal's alive.
Yeah.
So you already have dalad al dalad. Bal chai ke dalad al dalad. Actually, only works for the fact that the chayfetz is going to be consumed.
So why do we call it actually?
Because otherwise the chayfetz is going to be consumed.
It also thinks it would help
to,
for
Ein Derech Hotzah,
right?
The law Aminon Hachad Machshavta Mashvilei Makom El Mishum De Ibud B'Pia Kelev. So in order to get out of the Azal Ibud consideration, then you have Achshave. But for the Makom independently is defined as the Makom Chashav. Yeah, that's the Chas V'Shalom on the Tosfos Rid. I'm saying that's why he doesn't think the Achshave could work to do that. His whole point is that Achshave is not strong enough.
Who cares about Azal Ibud?
What?
Why is Azali Ibud a bad
thing? It's also Darshan on Time of Dikra. Why is everyone...
I think it's an important question.
And Time of Dikra is not an important question?
Time of Dikra is important.
You just can't ask it.
You can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume it would be a din in Davar Miskayim or a din in Machs Machshavas.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, if it's Hotzah... We brought up earlier this year about Hatishir. It no longer needs to be there when you do the other Hatishir, the Mechassinah.
Right.
So I don't know. I feel like maybe it might be related.
Right. I'm not sure. It's a fair question. I assume it. I think it's a Dabar Miskayim issue, but I'm not 100% sure. He doesn't give a rationale.
But the Maisa is finished. It's not like you're doing half a Rogaris and then half a Rogaris, so that it needs to set the Achila of the actual thing, or I guess the burning up of the actual thing is a problem. You're doing it all at once. So you can say that there is an instant that as it is being consumed, it is also the Hanaha.
Hmm.
I don't think it's ever a Miskayim issue. Miskayim doesn't have a set time period. It just needs to be there for a moment.
I hear. Okay, another a very broad... This is also ambitious. Admittedly ambitious. But a broader application of Achshave would be if you take Rashi and Ervin literally. Also Rashi here on yeah, Rashi, if you take a Rashi near and Rashi on Kuf Beis, maybe? If you take Rashi literally, Rashi seems to say that the Achshave is because there is no Hanacha. Zorak Pia Kivshon v'nisrafa b'shal heves. And if you're Medayik in Rashi, and Rashi in Irvin says, kulta shal heves v'nisrafa, that you're throwing this thing into the furnace, and it gets burnt up before it's even nach. So it would seem that Rashi is saying that Achshave could make something that's not a Hanacha into a Hanacha. Which would be the greatest application of Achshave.
It's kind
of
the Rid.
What?
Kind of like the Rid.
Kind of like the Rid?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Rid is assuming, is acknowledging there's a Hanacha. Just that's...
So you want to say this as far as there's a zero Hanacha.
Right.
Okay.
It's not just a question of Davar Miskayim. Maybe there's no Hanacha. But Achshave is making a Hanacha because that's the Maisa. The Maisa is throwing into the Kivshon. It's going to be incinerated before it hits the ground.
Okay. Say it less strong though, he could be saying what
the Rid is
saying.
What?
They say it less strong though, he could be saying what the Rid is
saying. Doesn't seem like it. Because he Zark with Pia Kivshan and then Rashi says, Kolta shall have it's the Nisrafa. It seems like he's Dafka denying the Hanacha. He doesn't right, Kolta before it's Nach. What?
Lashon of Kolta like
on the flames? The Rishonim. No, I'm not getting into the physics of the Rishonim. But I'm saying there's no Hanacha. You can't have a Hanacha on
being engulfed is its Hanacha.
But why?
It's surrounded by a it's the same with a kluta.
No, that's reasonable. It's because
okay,
I
take it back. Well, and we say because we say after kitiyanachatan, if you hold the odacha afterwards, you're not chayv shikavar chaser shirishon. We're saying, and you wrote it, disappears.
But Rashi doesn't seem to be saying it's a din in shir. Rashi's just denying that there's
no,
a hanacha.
What I'm saying is, mitivatan kitiyanachatan, we say that the hanacha disappeared, and that's why it's hanacha. As it disappeared, so we could say the same thing here. The thing disappeared, and that's hanacha.
But its disappearance
fact,
is its hanacha.
Moshe,
in fact, it's a more permanent hanacha than
Moshe,
being nuts.
Moshe says if you put on a coat or something, then that's hanacha on your body.
Because that's like its way.
What?
Because that's the normal way.
You're putting it in Moshe Rabbi, it's hanacha. And even though halachically you might say it disappeared.
So it's like a permanent hanacha.
Sort of, right.
Right. This piece of wood is noch forever in the afterlife. Yeah. Yes, this will work out very nicely. So this is why it's a response to Daron's earlier point. Would the Ramban say that you could get away sometimes without having an akira and hanacha? So if you take this Rashi kipshuto, then Rashi's saying that you could have a chiv shalhotza without a akira and hanacha, right? Because of the achshave of the maisa. This could be Rashi l'shitasa, which Daron is pointing out. Rashi l'shitasa in Irvin, right? Or on Kufbe, sorry. Where Rashi says that hadikam mechavein. Rashi has lashon. I wrote it down here. Rashi in Irvin says, Rashi on Kufbe says, "Mashvilei hotzah chashuva." Right, it makes it a hotzah chashuva. And Rashi in Irvin has the lashon of hotzah chashuva. I mean, it's considered a hotzah. So you might say that actually, it could take something that's not a hotzah and turn it into hotzah, not via technicality of mashvilei makom dalad dalad.
Also
yeah.
Works with the
Rashi
and Shabbos
and
Gimel about
Kiran Achal, maybe there. Yeah, 100%. I have it here also. I think. I should have had it here. Yeah, it works well with that Rashi also, exactly. As it did in Derech. Yeah. You can make that point also.
Yeah, but you disagreed with that a couple of days ago.
What?
But you disagreed with that a couple of days ago.
You hold me accountable for everything I said in the past? Okay, so you might have a triple, you might have a quadruple Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi, well, five Rashi's l'shitaso. Rashi in Erevin and Rashi here on Kuf Beis about how he defines kolta shel hevetz v'nisrafa, dispensing with the hanacha. Rashi on Daf Dalid saying this is all a din in Derech Hotza. Rashi on Tzadi Tess in Erevin who says it's a din in Achshvei, it's a din Hotza Chashuva. And Rashi on Kuf Beis in Shabbos who says it's Mashvei Hotza Chashuva. Or Achshva lo Hotza Azu. Very good. Very nice, Rashi. Okay. Now we turn to the question about the relationship between Dalid al Dalid with respect to the criteria of Akira v'Hanacha. Akira and Hanacha. Dalid al Dalid is a din in a Maisa Akira, Maisa Hanacha. And the question of another din of Dalid al Dalid, which we find, that a Shem Rishus is totally on it having dimensions of Dalid al Dalid. So the person to make this connection explicitly is the Rimi Luniel, right?
Yeah.
Is Ellie. Alright. I was going to give you credit in a second, alright? The Rimi Luniel makes this point, pointed out by Ellie, that the reason why you have a din of Dalid al Dalid is because of what you find later on in the Gemara, that a makom patur is anything pakos mi Dalid al Dalid. Right? Meaning, the din of Dalad al Dalad le'inyan Rishuyos, in order to be defined as Rishuyos, you need Dalad al Dalad. That's the din which dictates that you need a Hanacha v'akira al Gabi Makom Dalad al Dalad. Which would seem to imply that you're dealing either with an objective definition of Makom, or that with respect to Akira and Hanacha, it has to be Akira v'Hanacha from some sort of little Rishuyos. What? Well, in Rosh Hashanah it's Pashik, so then you would be on a Makom Patur.
No, why would you need Dalad al Dalad in Rosh Hashanah?
In Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Why would you need... No, in Rosh Hashanah.
Why? It's Makom Patur. You don't have Dalad al Dalad, you're Pater.
If you do have Dalad al Dalad.
Pardon?
If you do have Dalad al Dalad.
In Rosh Hashanah. Come.
And what is... It's a mini Rosh Hashanah Yachid?
Well, it's a Makom Patur.
It does have Dalad al Dalad.
Karmel.
If it's Pachas Miyud, it's a Makom Patur Daraisa, Karmel's Midrabanan. No?
You do it's from a Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. You pick it up from a Makom Dalet on Dalet, right?
From Rosh Hashanah.
Into Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, got
okay.
it.
It's, and you pick it up from a Makom Dalet on Dalet.
Right.
Yeah.
So if that's a Makom Patur.
It's not a Makom Patur. You pick it up from just the ground of the Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
You're just suggesting that the reason why you need
Dalet. So that's a Makom Dalet on Dalet. So now it's in Rosh Hashanah. Good.
Right. You're suggesting the reason why you need Dalet on Dalet is because you need to pick it up from like a mini Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
Right.
Well, there you have a bigger shus. You're picking it up from Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying, let's say you picked it up from Rosh Hashanah on a Makom that's Pachas Midalet Al Dalet. So then you're picking it up from Makom Patur.
I'm saying, why are the dimensions of Dalet Al Dalet relevant to Rosh Hashanah? It has something to do with Dalet Al Dalet.
Well, it does, because something in Rosh Hashanah that's less than Dalet Al Dalet is a Makom Patur.
You're trying to explain why that's true.
No, I'm not. I'm explaining why you would. I'm asking whether you could reduce every case of Akira Vahanacha Mi Al Gabi Makom Dalet Al Dalet into cases of Akira Vahanacha Mi Makom Patur. And you think that's not possible?
You're saying that if it's from a Makom less than Dalet Al Dalet in Rosh Hashanah, then that is going to be a Makom Patur?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I would assume so.
Okay, why? For the other Rishonim, who don't see this connection, so how could you have a Makom less than Dalet Al Dalet that's not a Makom Patur?
It's because of Amud Tisha.
Right. You can instruct cases like that.
Right. So what would
that's what I'm saying. The Rimu Lanil would acknowledge that there are exceptional cases. The question is, as a rule, can you reduce all questions of Akir v'hanachem agavi makom dalet adalet into questions of Akir v'hanachem makom p'tur l'makom p'tur?
Right.
Now, you'll have exceptions for sure, but is that sufficient to establish a rule? I don't think it's so crazy. Ellie?
I mean, if I'm remembering the Rimu Lanil correctly, he wasn't really clearly going in that direction. He just said that the makom dalet adalet is a makom kashav, and we see that by Roshus as well, where he fell.
Let's see. V'habayin akir v'anochem yagabim mokom arba v'leka t'havim mokom chashuv k'v'chazinan ba'arba reshuyos u'mokom p'tur mikri kol midi de'ein b'rechavo dalet amos arba. I don't know why it says dalet amos arba, true. Afal gav t'havim avi reshus harabim t'haynu l'mata me'asara v'aminan shemutar l'bnei reshus harabim l'shtamish bo o l'bnei reshus harachad l'shtamish bo shmamina mishum d'lo chashuv akira v'hanocha. You don't have a makom chashuv or l'sheino chashuv.
Sounds more like he's just saying that we see this idea of 4x4 being about chashivos by Rishusim as well, not so much that you take it from makom tor.
He says shmamina mishum de lo chashuv akira v'hanacha. You don't have a makom chashuv l'sheino chashuv or l'sheino chashuv.
Right.
I mean, he's explaining the din of makom tor based off not having dalet al dalet l'inyan akir v'hanacha, which seems to be much stronger.
Wait, so in a parallel way, makom patur is going to be a patur because it's not a chashuv.
He's not thinking a parallel way. V'arminan shemutar l'bnei rishus harabim l'shtamish bo, o l'bnei rishus hayachid l'shtamish bo. Okay, because it's a makom patur. Shma mina mishum d'lo chashuv akir v'hanacha, ilo havim makom chashuv l'sheino chashuv.
It affects it in the same way, but it doesn't mean that the whole idea of dalet al dalet for kira enough is the same.
How do you know? It depends what the shma mina is. See, you and Doron are both motivated by the impulse that it's inconceivable to say that these two things are related. Right? Why is that inconceivable?
Now,
generally, the reason why it's assumed inconceivable is because you can't have a makom patur inside of Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's the stronger question on the Rimu Lanil. The question is whether the Rimu Lanil is a better way of interpreting those cases. Right? But you could say that's Rav Chista. Rav Chista's whole point is that inside Rosh Hashanah there's no din of Dalet al Dalet because it's one Rosh Hashanah.
Just like Gemara, when it says Rabbi, you know, Kira Manacham, Yagai,
but you already have to grapple with Rav Chista.
Right. Maybe in Rav Chista you could say that, but the Gemara earlier when it says that you need Makom Dalet al Dalet, it sounds like, granted that you're in the Rishus, but you still need this criteria.
I'm not sure.
Okay,
so I'll have to see. So a strong reader of the Rimu Lanil would be to say that the din of Dalet al Dalet in Akir v'hanacha is actually the din of Makom Patur. Then you'd have to figure out if that works across the board. Or you'll say, like Ellie was saying, that no, you just see there's like some nice parallel with respect to Makom Chashuv. So this brings us to the tricky case of Dalet al Dalet Birshus HaRabim. Okay, the Amud Tisha. So the Gemara says that if you have an Amud Tisha of a Rabim Mechatfin Alav, so the Gemara says that you're Chayiv for Nakir and Hanacha Me'agaba. It's Gemara and Dav Chesam and Aleph. Amar Ula, Amud Tisha Birshus HaRabim, Rabim Mechatfin Alav, Zorak V'Nachal Gabav Chayiv. What's not clear from the Gemara is whether or not this Amud Tisha has Dalet al Dalet. So both Rashi here says Bein Rocha Bein Katzar. Rabbi Kiviger points out that Rashi seems to be Soser himself later on, but at least here in Dav Ches Rashi says that it doesn't have dimensions of Dalet al Dalet. The Rambam explicitly says it doesn't have dimensions of Dalet al Dalet, and yet you're Chayiv. So how can you be Chayiv? Habin Akir Bahanachem Yagabi Malkum Dalet. So the Ravid here actually says, quoted in the Rashba, that of course you need Dalet al Dalet. I think the Ravid says this with respect to the Hagadara of a Rishus, right? Meaning, according to the Rambam and Rashi, so an Amud Tisha b'Rishus HaRabim can have a Shem Rishus, it can be considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, even if it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. According to the Ravid, there's no way an Akira Bahanacha Miyagabe, this pillar, could be considered an Akira from Rosh Hashanah if this Mokam itself doesn't have the dimensions of Dalet. So that seems to be a machlokes about whether a Rishus inside a Rosh Hashanah as part of a broader Rosh Hashanah needs this Tanai of Mokam Dalet al Dalet. The Rashba here poses a question. So, if you hold like the Rambam and Rashi, so fine, you could have a Chiddush with respect to the Hagdar of the Rishus. But what do you do with the problem of Maisa Akira and Maisa Hanacha? You need an Akira v'Hanacha Me'agabi Makam Dalet al Dalet. So here the Rashba suggests two answers. Either you'll say that it's a kind of an Achshave, that since the Rabbim are Machshav this pillar, so then it has a din of Makam Dalet al Dalet. Or, he suggests, you'll say that it has a din Mamish of Yad. Just like people hold their packages inside their hands, they put their packages on this pillar. So then it has a din of Yad. Clearly that's assuming, not like the Rambam Perishim Mishnayis, that the Yad again has to do with the ability to manage things. Because you could control things. Yeah.
He doesn't say it has to do with the ability to control things. It has to do with the ability of things staying.
Rambam.
Yeah.
He doesn't say either of those things.
Yes, he does.
In Shir, we said that it was a Derech Me'adim thing. Especially when we quoted the God.
No, but what does the Rambam say? No, no, no. But the Rambam says. Rambam says it about.
There's nothing to do with that you can control. It's to do with the stuff stays there. And we put it there. So the stuff also stays in place.
With the other Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, and what was it, Beitza or Erevin? Erevin. He makes it clear that it's a Derech Me'adim thing.
Rambam says, "Umashi yeshba miskavenas hakibutz v'hapishut v'ha'achiza." Ulfishi yada adam yenuchuba chafatzim hagadolim. Go on. Umashi yeshba something mitchunas hakibutz, because what the hand has from the properties.
That's why people put it there.
Mitchunas hakibutz.
You can say no. It's a chicken and the egg. What do people put it there because that's because it's useful to have things there because you can control it, or.
Can I finish? Let me just move Rambam. Umashi yeshba mitchunas hakibutz v'hapishut v'ha'achiza. What the hand has from the properties of contraction and expansion and holding. Mepnei zed nachshav osak ilu himakom sheyeshba dalet al dalet. Because of this, we'll consider himakom dalet al dalet.
Because of which part of the sentence?
I mean, it's a shaila whether it's the kibutz, the pishut, or the achiza.
Or the derech ne'adam. Because of the derech ne'adam, people. Why is the derech ne'adam? Because you.
I don't have derech ne'adam here.
In Eruvin, he says, which is probably the one, says kefa.
Okay, we'll come back. This is a side point here. If the Rambam Perishim Mishnayis. Okay. So the Rashba has those two days. Okay. One final point before we conclude. The Tosfos writ now. Okay, two points. Now the problem with that case of the Rashba and the Rambam and the Rashi is that you're not properly dealing with defining this as a Rishus HaRabim. You have a Rishus HaRabim, and the only question is whether or not this pillar is defined as part of that broader Rishus HaRabim. That's different than the parallel question in Rishus HaYachid, whether or not you would need Dalet al Dalet for the Hagdara of the Rishus. Okay, so it's a little bit more of a complicated question. But this is not relevant to the Rimu Neil right now.
No, because this is after the case when you have a Rishus as
But this has like Dara versus Rav because Rav Mechat
Finalav. Right. So it's clearly not a Makom Ketura. Even though it doesn't have Dara.
Yeah, but only because Rav Mechat Finalav.
Right. Yeah. But it still doesn't physically have 4x4.
Right.
So I guess the reason we won't have to say here that you're still Chat.
As he could also hold like the Raven, as the case of Yeshua Dalal Dalin. So this case doesn't take a stance on Rimmel Nil. So the final point here is the question of Tosus Rid, which he heard Shemati Makshim. So the question is, if a person, according to him, is really defined as Dalid al Dalid, so then why don't you say that Mashtin Virak inside a Rishis Rabim should be Chayiv? Right, the Gemara said Mashtin Virak from Rishis Yachid into Rishis Rabim is Chayiv. Because you have chilah for shuyos. If an adam is nidon as dalad al dalad, and therefore he's cholik rishus la'atzmo, so therefore you should be chayiv for mashin v'ruch inside rishus rabim. Right? In addition to being arrested, but you should be chayiv for mashin v'ruch in rishus rabim. So the assumption of the question, implicit in the question, is that the din of dalad al dalad that you need with respect to akira makom akira and makom hanacha is the same din of Dalet al Dalet which you need for Hagdara Varishas. And one might have simply said, an Adam is Nidon as Dalet al Dalet with respect to Makom Akira and Makom Hanacha, but he's not Nidon as Dalet al Dalet with respect to Cholik Rishas La'atzmo. And I would say this points in the direction of the Rimu Lunil, right? You assume there's some strong relationship between those two dinim. Even his answer, and the answer offered by the Ravid and the Rashba, so they both assume, they seem to accept that assumption, even the Maskana. They say the reason why an Adam is not considered a Rishus La'atzmo is only because of Nav and Nad. You can't have a Rishus that's Alpi Din mobile. So a person's always moving, so can't have a Din of Rishus. You should ask a Shaila by Avadim. Maybe because Avadim are Hukish the Karkos, so you should say that. They might have a Din of Rishus La'atzmo.
That's exactly why they're not Karkos, because they're Karkos to 90. That's exactly the point.
Oh. Sitting in Eved also Nav and Nad. Interesting. Right, so the Shaila is the 90. Does that mean that they also can't have a Shem Rishos? Meaning boats are also 90. They could have a Din of Rishos Ayachid.
Not 90,
right, so that, I think it's not so. Well, I don't know. So, but the assumption of the Ravid and the Tosis Riddle Maskana is that this is just a Din in 90. You can't have a Rishos that's 90. But in terms of the Hagdara of Dalet al Dalet, they assume that the Dalet al Dalet of a person is sufficient for a Shem Rishos. So clearly, both the Ravid and Tosfot are assuming al pi din that the din of dalad dalad with respect to makom akira is the same din dalad dalad with respect to chilek rishus. Okay, good. Pick up next week, Mr. Shem, with Kluta Kamisha Honcha Damya.